Is it better to listen to your gut, or should you go with what the analysis says? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and you've probably heard people say both sides are the way you should go. You've heard reasons why you should always trust your gut. After all, your gut is a culmination of all of the experiences that you've had and the emotions that went along with those experiences. So your gut does tell you a fair bit, and your intuition is important. On the opposite side, people will say, always go with what the data is telling you. Now, as a private pilot, I have my pilot's license, even though I don't fly that often. Part of the part about getting to be a pilot is that you learn to read your instruments. And that can be in awkward situations. For example, as a pilot, if you enter into cloud, you can't have any visible sort of markers to tell you where the horizon is. And many pilots become confused, often within the first 20 seconds of not being able to see the horizon of the ground. At that point, your instruments are the only thing you can really rely on, and even they can sometimes have errors in them. But the instruments may be telling you you are in a dive, but your mind isn't going along with it because of the way your inner ear works. So in that case, you have to trust the instruments because they are giving you the best information that you can about your current situation relative to the ground. If you ignore it just because your gut tells you, I'm flying at a level, well, straight and level, you're going to end up crashing into the ground, and it's happened to some celebrities as well. So gut, of course, is the thing that most of us, I think, are interested in how we tap into. Because remember that your gut, your gut, your abdomen, your stomach, your intestines, right? That's where you get this feeling or this intuition that is, again, the culmination of all of your experiences, the things that have gone well, the things that have gone poorly, all the people that you've interacted with, the mistakes that you've made, the successes that you've had. And all of that gets turned into this gut feel or this intuition. And so to ignore that is to ignore essentially the entire library of all of your past experiences. But the statistics and the analysis are things that can help you make even better decisions. So of course, what I'm going to suggest to you is that you would use both. You ask first, what is the data telling us? Because data can tell you a story as well. What is your gut telling you, and that the data might be missing certain things that your gut can help fill in, and your gut will help you interpret the data to come to the right conclusions. So I'm going to suggest that you use the data to cross-reference against your gut and have them kind of go back and forth a little bit to make sure one can verify the other. If one is out of sync with the other and sends a different message, dig into it a little further to figure out, why is my intuition telling me this is not a good idea, but my data is telling me to do something, and vice versa. So if you use the gut and the data together, you're going to make better decisions as a leader. Now, once you've gotten better at knowing how to use data and your gut feel to make better decisions, you're going to want to work on other aspects of your leadership strengths. And of course, we're here to help you through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. You can access our courses or our videos and our other books and resources that we have for you. Or you can join with our community online using Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Either way, I look forward to working alongside you on your leadership journey.